Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball four. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. McCurdy reaches third base with a triple. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. McCurdy scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Metzler fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Metzler. Sewell moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Jacobson trying to get to home. Falk throws the ball into McCurdy, who tags Jacobson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Schott moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lyons scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McCurdy strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt now catching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive towards short. Hunfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler strikes out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Burns moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schott hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Schott moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy pinch hits for Bud Clancy. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy strikes out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Shealy now playing first base. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with shot covering, for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah pinch hits for Harry McCurdy. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.